It was announced Tuesday that an investment of up to $235 million had been made through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And Thursday, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service Associate Chief for Conservation, Leonard Jordan, was here in the Southeast for a signing ceremony for a multi-state, nationally funded Regional Conservation Partnership. At the event held in Columbus, Georgia, Jordan talked about this year's RCPP and future program details.
There are various funds, you know. Each state has a level of funding that they can have to invite those within their states, but then it doesn't have to be state center. I mean, it could comprise of multiple states, but, you know, we have a national pool, and we have another pool called the critical conservation areas, and in most cases, most of those will consist of more than one state. It could be, you know, geographical area within a state, but it does include more than one state, and that's the unique thing about it. It's looking at the geographical area and looking at the resource concerns within those areas more than just the state boundaries.
And Jordan specifically talked about the Flint River Soil and Water Conservation District's nationally awarded project, the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint Rivers Conservation Partnership for Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River Partnership is the Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, as you identified, and of course, it is one of those that we hope to address a persistent drought and a long-term landscape change that have reduced the capacity of that basin to balance the human use of water as well as ecological demand. So we're excited about that and what it could offer for that particular part of those three states.
Now, this partnership is a five-year project that covers around 13 million acres in the three states. It's designed to improve water quality and quantity in that area and includes more than 20 partners ranging from private industry and large nonprofit organizations to universities and local soil and water conservation districts. To learn more, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.